I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips. Childbearing hips, and I am Lacey G, and you already know who's with me today. She has two kids out of school for the summer, a husband with a new ride, and a dog that she dislikes. Her name is
Amy Nichols. I kind of like him again.
What did the dog do to get back in your good graces?
I don't know. He's just got a little sad face because I have been mad at him, and he just is like, love me, and I do. I always have. Sometimes he makes me mad.
Sometimes he poops on the floor. Do you ever step in it?
I have once.
That would make me so mad.
And what I did, I just took my shoe off and left it on the floor because I was running late. I just took my shoe off, left it on the floor for Josh to clean up and just got a new pair of shoes.
At least you had shoes on, though, because nothing would make me more mad than poop toes.
Yeah.
Toes are already ugly. They don't need to be smeared in poo, too.
Well, it was sandals, so it did get kind of.
Did you wash your feet?
I think I got a paper towel when I got to work.
You rode poop feet all the way to work?
I mean,
did you know that sometimes Amy's feet smell like poop? All right. Well, today we wanted to do a little, did you know this about me, or did you know this about current events in the news? But I did want to start off by saying that bed that was playing, that was a little, I was about to say homage, but homage?
No. Ahmed.
Homage?
Why do you do this to me?
Because I'm getting confused because the bed that was playing, that was Midnight Rider by the Allman Brothers, and Greg Allman just recently passed away.
Yes.
So I wanted to say that's why that was playing, but then I didn't know, I was going to say
you pay
an homage.
No, you pay homage.
Allman. Rest in peace, Greg Allman, and thank you for all the music that you've put out. I'm only familiar with a couple of his songs. I was listening to some stuff about him recently, and I saw some cool stuff. Well, this is not cool, but cool facts, I guess. Opposite of cool, his father was killed by a hitchhiker.
Oh my god!
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
And he was also married to Cher. I didn't know that.
I had a kid with Cher. Wow.
Yeah, and that's all I know. I don't know a lot about music. I like older music, but I don't necessarily know a lot of stuff about it. Like, I know that song. I knew it was by the Allman Brothers, but that's about it. Speaking of music, though, and Cher, for some reason, I don't know why she keeps coming up, except for that this ties into a did you know about me?
What?
Did you know I've only been skiing one time in my life, snow skiing. And this is whenever my husband and I went to go get engaged. We first went skiing, and then he took me to the hotel where The Shining was filmed, the Stanley Hotel, which you would think that's why our dog is named Stanley. He named it after the place we got engaged. No, he named our dog after the Stanley Cup. But anyway, he took us skiing, and I used to do water sports, wakeboarding, stuff like that. Nothing impressive or anything. So I thought that I would be good at skiing. I thought I was relatively athletic-ish, or at least able to do stuff. And we went skiing, and it was so scary. I was like out of control. I had to tell kids to get out of the way. We had like personal lessons, and I still could not control myself at all. And I go on the bunny hill, and I'm like running down, and I'm having to tell these kids, I'm like, please get out of the way. I hadn't figured out how to fall over yet then. That was my stop.
They teach you in the beginner's classes something about pizza.
Pizza, French fries. Pizza, French fries. But that didn't work for me. It didn't matter anyway, because I would just go straight down the hill instead of zigzagging back and forth, which is what you're supposed to do. So anyway, so the second day of the vacation, I was so scared. And so I went in the bathroom, and I'm like, all right, girl, suck it up. Nothing bad's going to happen. Nobody's ever hurt themselves from skiing before.
Yes, they have.
Yeah. Ends up, people do die, including Cher's husband, Sonny. He died from slamming himself into a tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's but that didn't
stuff.
Happen to me.
No.
I survived.
You're
I didn't
alive.
Even break anything. Like,
Did
I was.
You know, Lacey's still alive.
I was willing to break something, though, because I'm like, we're saying that can happen is you just break yourself, but you'll be fine. Because I didn't want to complain. This was the trip that I wanted. And then I went there, and that crap was hard.
Yeah. Well, I never did any of that growing up, but whenever I married Josh, we went for the first time, just us. We didn't take the kids, and I was really scared. I never did any kind of activity ever. I didn't do any sports, no water, nothing. I am like sit in a room and draw kind of. That's my childhood. That's what I did.
Do you enjoy sitting as an activity?
But so I did it and I thought I was going to do so bad, but I impressed. Josh and his sister, that's where we were. We went to go visit Josh's sister. She lived in Colorado at the time. Anyways, and I impressed her and her husband, and they did it all the time. And I was like, you know what? This is great. A couple years later, I went to go again, and then I got nervous. I was like, oh my gosh, they were so impressed the first time. What if I suck the second time? But yeah, I didn't do great the second time. I guess I was just, I fell like feet over head, kind of fall. Like big old black bruises the next day. You don't use the same muscles for skiing that you do for anything else. I was in pain.
And what made me think that I had balance anyway? I suck at yoga. I can't stand on one leg. Like, I can't.
I don't know. You have a serious core. When we work out together, you always blow me away with crunches and planking.
Obviously, it's working. Have you seen my stomach lately? I got a nice little wine belly going on right now. I am in the middle of a juice cleanse, though, so hopefully this will be gone.
I'm sorry, did you say deuce cleanse or juice
cleanse? Okay, well, I guess I might as well just go with this one anyway.
Oh, no, what?
Did you know that my husband one time rescued a dog when he was going to the bathroom? What happened, he was at a fire, and it was this fire that I don't know if like it wouldn't go out or if they just had embers that were still going or whatever, but the whole family had evacuated and they're still actively putting out the fire. My husband's a firefighter. They were still actively putting out the fire. Well, he had to go to the bathroom, and he goes to the bathroom in the house, and while he's in there,
the burning house.
Yeah. Here's this little whimper and finds a dog. And so he comes out holding this dog and everybody's calling him a hero. And he's like, I was just going to the bathroom in the house and I found the dog. Well, I don't think he shared that information with them. But yeah.
I was about to say, he's so much like you because you always like to call yourself out.
Oh, I'm super bad about calling myself out. Because if somebody's going to call me out, I'm going to do it first. Don't tell me I look like crap. I'm going to start the conversation off with, so I look like crap. What's up with you?
Did you know that bribing your kids is discouraged?
Why?
I don't know. They prefer you to reward good behavior, not bribe to get good behavior. And so I was thinking about it. Last weekend, me and Josh wanted to go on a hike. And the kids weren't up for it. But, you know, they're inside all day for summer. They need to get out, see the world, not just stare at a screen all the time. So we have to make this deal so they don't complain. If they don't complain the entire hike, Maddox would get homemade brownies. Morgan would get to go shopping for new clothes. And it makes me think, why don't I get to make deals as a parent? You know, I don't want to do their laundry. I don't want to cook dinner. What kind of deals can I make as a parent?
Well, but what do they have to, they don't have monetary stuff to offer. So the only thing that they could offer, I mean, you could try that bargaining with them. If you don't go hiking, I'm not going to wash your laundry, but then your
no,
kids,
it has to get done.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't know that your kids would
care.
Yeah,
they just really wear dirty clothes.
Yeah.
No, I want things too. Someone bribe me. And I've started this off with bribing is bad, but I do it and it works. It works. I get what I want. So what about me? I don't know.
What do you want, Amy?
I don't know. I don't want to
bribe you with.
It's what I don't want to do.
See,
I don't want to do all those chores. So what can I do?
even though I gripe and I complain and I'm not always nice, I'm actually a nice person and I'm such a pushover. So I'll tell you one day at work, I'm like, Amy, I don't want to work out today. I'm going to go ahead and leave. And you're like, please. And I'm like, okay. And then I just go and I get my stuff. Or a friend will invite me out and I don't want
to
do it.
I feel
obligated. You did get me out of something last weekend. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But I just, I feel like... I don't know. I feel bad for people and I don't want to say no. And I know that that's stupid because I seem a lot more abrasive than that. And I seem like somebody who'd be able to put their foot down. No, I'm not going to do this. I can't. And I'm a grown woman.
Yeah.
And I still get told what to do. And I still get bossed around by people just because I don't tell them no. Did you know that I'm a pushover?
When do things get easier? That's what I want to know. Did you know that toilet seat covers are really great for soaking up oil off your face?
You do love to do that.
I do. I have like combination skin, like my eyelids and around my lips are really dry, but the T-zone and my cheeks are so oily. So I have to like coat with lotion, but then like there's an excess on those spots. So I always take an extra toilet seat cover when I go to the bathroom and just like press it into my face. And it's so satisfying to see that stain when you lift it off. Is that gross?
No, that's innovative. That's a good use of company products there, Amy.
Well, it's cheaper for me.
Did you know I only played sports once in my life? And I was on... I call it baseball. I don't know if it was T-ball. To me, it was baseball. It was legit baseball.
I think girls do softball. I'm not sure.
It was a co-ed team.
Oh.
I was in first grade. And I was really, really bad at it, but I wanted to play for some reason. I wanted to play for a minute, and then I wanted to drop out. My parents were like, no, you have to go ahead and stick it out this season. So I was super bad at it. I was a girly girl, and everybody kept jumping out of the batter's box whenever it was their turn to bat. So whenever I go up to bat, the coach says, okay, no matter what, don't get out of this batter's box. You just try to hit that ball. So they throw the ball and it hits me and he doesn't see where it hits me at. And so he's telling me, run, 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 run. So I make it to first base before he realizes that my face is just pouring blood and I had broken my nose.
No. And were you wearing like the helmet? I guess it doesn't matter if it hits you in the face.
I'm sure I was, but yeah, it hit me square in the nose, broke my nose, bleeding everywhere. That was the end of my sports career, period.
So you after didn't that, finish the season?
I did finish the season, but I finished the season because my parents made me, and all I did was play in the outfield. Like, I didn't pay any attention at all. I'd be picking daisies and stuff, and then they had, like, the team sweetheart, and I was that, and so I got to wear a princess dress and raise money for the team. So that was a lot more up my alley instead of all this sports crap. But that was the end of my sports career right there. I've never watched sports. I've never paid attention to sports. I get so confused.
My parents did the same thing with me with ballet. I never did any kind of activity, like I said, but I did ballet for about 6 months whenever I was 9 years old. And I wanted to quit because all the girls could do splits and I couldn't. And for 6 months, I just was looking at these girls all limber and stuff. And I was just feeling sorry for myself because I couldn't get to the ground. It was awful. Then they let me quit after that.
Well, you remember several years ago, you and I and another friend did yoga for a month. We got like a cheap yoga membership and did it. And I was so proud of myself because I was trying to do a headstand. And I kept trying and trying. And I came home one day and I wanted to show my husband my progress, which wasn't much. But I'm like, look, I can almost get up. That was what my progress was. I can do it against the wall, but I can't do it by myself. I showed him one time. And he goes, oh, that looks pretty easy. Let me do it. And
no.
He got down on the ground and he did it, Amy, first time.
Ugh.
He can probably still do it. I'd been working so hard for a month. I was so mad at him.
I don't like talented people.
I know.
They just have skills, just like innately. Is that the right word?
Okay. I'm fine with mediocrity. I just don't want to be around a bunch of great people.
Oh, I'm not great at anything, but I'm okay at a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with it.
Yeah. I don't have to be the best.
Yeah.
Well, I am really competitive and I'm a super sore loser. So maybe I do need to be the best.
Well, I'm that way with games, like board games, not sport games. Did you know that I am really awkward? I can't do like the regular encounters of hellos and goodbyes. I just want to like be transported into a party or an event and then transported out so that I don't have to have those initial.
You don't want introductions.
No.
Small talk.
No. It makes me, especially in a new group, it makes me cringe. Like I'm so awkward. I don't know. Like I don't have an explanation.
I'm with you though, because I'm pretty awkward too. I know we had a going away party last weekend for an employee here, and we were one of the first ones there at Big Al's bar, and Big Al tells me I look nice, and I immediately tell him I haven't shaved, and then I have to start backtracking because then I'm thinking he's picturing me as like this big old hairy monster and I've got hair everywhere. Then I have to explain that hair is not everywhere, that it's just mostly on my legs, and then I realize, why are we talking about this?
Yeah, you gave way too much information.
I know. And so that was like in the first 5 minutes that we were there.
Well, okay, so my husband Josh, he likes to be the first person to be at an event or a birthday party or whatever. It doesn't matter. He wants to be the first person there and the last person to leave. So it, you know, usually opposites attract, but me and Josh are so different in that area. It's so bad. So he'll take like 20 minutes to say goodbye to every individual person, and not just goodbye, but make, you know, it's just the worst.
He is so much fun, though.
Yeah. And he'll say goodbye like 20 times. He'll leave to go to the store or go to work or whatever. And he'll leave. He'll come back. Oh, you know what? I'm going to refill my Yeti. And then he'll leave. And then he'll go back. Oh, you know what? I forgot this piece of paper. I'm not kidding you. He leaves multiple times. I think he just enjoys.
He wants a grand exit is what he wants.
Oh, yeah. I can't do it. I just want to disappear.
I'm a hugger and a kisser, so goodbyes can be awkward for me because sometimes I go in for the kiss and miss, or like they're not a kisser. I will kiss a lot of people on their cheeks, not everybody. I'm not kissing these dirty boys around here on their cheek, but most people. But then if you're not expecting it, then it's like, oh, what's this girl just kissing me on my cheek? But I'm a hugger and I'm a kisser.
Not me.
I'm a lover.
But I don't mind it because I know you.
Oh, I cross many boundaries with you.
Yes, you make me feel uncomfortable.
Thank you. Did you know that I take credit for single-handedly taking down a grocery store because they carried bad produce? I needed one red onion. I went in there several times and had to sift through their crappy produce. And I went in there one time and needed one red onion to go in this pineapple salsa I was making. They had a stack of red onions and a cart of red onions, and all of them were crap. I have never once complained. I don't think I've ever sent anything back. You can give me the wrong order at a restaurant and I'm fine. Mm-mm. I've picked hair before out of my food and I'm just like, whatever, I get it. I have hair too. It happens. I got hair flying around everywhere. Yeah. So I went on such a rampage. I had to talk to the manager, chewed them out. They were so unhelpful. I ended up sending an email, writing a survey. Like, I went all out and then I stopped there. I could have gone farther. I could have done like Better Business Bureau or health inspection. 6 months later, this grocery store closed down. Victory is mine.
Really?
Yes.
Aw, people lost their jobs.
Well, had better produce. Did you know that when the president makes a misspelling, it becomes a meme and everybody on the internet like makes fun of him? But whenever we make a misspelling, people screenshot it and send it to Kid Nation so we get called out for our mistakes.
Yeah.
Oops. Kofif? Have you seen that, Kofif?
No, what is it?
That was his misspelling. He was trying to say, despite the constant negative press, and then that's a question. Like, what is the next word? Because he put Kofif. I guess it would be coverage is what I'm thinking, despite the negative press coverage. But everybody has gone after him about that.
Really? I thought you were talking about my most recent mess up.
Funny.
Yeah. Well, I felt bad, but it is really funny. We did, both of us. You sent me a quiz yesterday, the grammar quiz. You got 100%. And I was like, there's no way. And I tried it. Guess what?
Did you have to guess at any of the answers, though?
I mean,
I did, because there was like preposition or opposition or whatever those words are. I didn't know. I took a shot in the dark for those. The rest of them I knew.
I mean, I was mostly certain on all of them. But I mean, I didn't like go Google it or anything.
Oh, well, I didn't cheat.
Well, me neither.
No, I was super proud of myself because grammar gets on my nerves. People are idiots and should not. You need to think about what you type out. And if you don't know how to spell something, Google it or put it in Microsoft Word.
Not in text. I don't think in text it matters.
No, text is fine unless unless your text is so illegible.
Illegitimate.
Unless your text is so...
People are so stupid.
I can't speak, but I can type it out.
I do want to apologize. I don't know if I'm talking weird on this podcast because I think I bit my tongue. I don't remember biting my tongue, but I have the effects of biting my tongue. Or maybe it's like the tissue that connects my cheek to the back of my tongue. Maybe like that tissue was torn, like an ACL. It's a very serious injury, but I feel like I'm talking weird. And it's hurt for a couple of days, and I apologize. I apologize if I'm talking weird.
You know what I hate? I hate the simple things. Like, I will, like, not be drinking anything, and all of a sudden I start choking on my spit. And I'm just like, what is wrong with
me? I've totally done that.
Not a sip of anything, and I'm like, are you okay? Yeah, I'm just an adult that's choking on my spit because I don't know how to swallow properly. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Yeah, yeah, yeah.